All right, the first song tonight will be number 110, I Will Call Upon the Lord. And let's stand for this song. It's always better when we stand. And since our numbers are so down tonight, let's all try and sing out. So sing as loud as you can without screaming, and we'll see how it goes. One last thing. I always, growing up with this song, there was a clap in the chorus after... What is it? After Liveth. So it happens twice in the chorus. So I will be clapping. If you want to join me, that would be great. If not, you don't have to clap.
I will follow.
Bless me, the rock, let God of my salvation. Let's pray. Our Holy Father, we are so thankful for the blessed hope that you give us, for the wonderful grace that you've extended toward us in Jesus Christ, that we can live each day with an eye on eternity, knowing what awaits us through the blood of Jesus Christ. We're thankful that an eternal rest does await us. And we're thankful that Jesus was willing to come to this earth and to live and to die for us, that we might have that confident hope and that we might have the assurance in our heart, that we might have a sure foundation for our faith in seeing Jesus as Lord, knowing that he lived and that he died and rose again. Help us, Father, to center our lives from day to day, not upon this life, but upon eternity, and upon a determination to take all the people we can with us to heaven. We're thankful that you bless us from day to day, that you give us this opportunity to have brothers and sisters in Christ who can mean so much to us, who can give us encouragement in discouraging times, who can always hold our hand and lift us up, and in whose presence we can enjoy being together, and in times such as this, being able to worship you together, to lift our voices in praise to you and in words of encouragement to one another. Father, we're thankful for the blessing of song and that you gave us the ability to sing. And may our songs and the fruit of our lips always be offered in from the heart and true praise of you. We pray your blessings upon this congregation of your people, that you will be with us from day to day, that you will be with us as a work, as a congregation, that the direction we go and the things that we do, the work that we do together, will honor your name, that it will edify each of us, and that it will open doors to reach the lost. Father, we pray for your grace and mercy upon us every day and the forgiveness of our sins. May we truly have a penitent heart. May we each be willing to look into our own hearts and see our failures, our inconsistencies, our transgressions, and be willing to admit them to you, to seek your forgiveness, and to know we have the blessing of your grace. Father, we enter into a busy time of the year, so we enter into these holiday seasons. We pray, Father, that we will not lose sight of who we are as Christians, about what our priorities are, and that we will continue to serve you faithfully even during this time. We ask your blessings upon our efforts to reach the lost. Help us, each of us, to be conscious day by day of those around us who may be open to hearing the gospel. Father, create opportunities for us. Use your providential hand that we might be able to teach others. Bless those in our number who are sick, those who are struggling. Help us, Father, to truly be caring people in reaching out to them and watching over them. Bless those men that we support in the preaching of the gospel in other places. Help us, Father, to keep them in our prayers, in our thoughts, in our words of encouragement. And we pray that fruit will be brought from their work there as you work with them in the spreading of the kingdom. We pray, Father, that always our hearts will be set on you. And again, that our hope will always be before us. And it will bring joy and contentment into our lives from day to day. We pray in our Savior's name. Amen.
Tonight I'll be reading from 1 Peter 1, starting in verse 3. 1 Peter 1, starting in verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
open your Bibles again to 1 Peter chapter 1. I'll be reading verses 13 through 21. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 through 21. Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance. But as he who has called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Since it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. And if you call on him as Father, who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourself with fear throughout your time of exile, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. He is foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for the sake of you, who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God.
Number 13 in the supplemental book, You Are the Song That I Sing.
You are the words and the music. Yeah.
Turn back, if you would, to 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1. Verses from this chapter were read for us earlier, and I want to talk about some of the things we find here in this chapter that Peter's talking about. One of the things that he acknowledges to his readers is that they were held captive. They were held captive by sin. They were held captive by their futile ways that he talks about in verse 18. But they were ransomed from those futile ways. Look at verse 18. Knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers. He acknowledges that you were absolutely enslaved. You were held captive. And God ransomed you. And it wasn't silver or gold that God paid in order to ransom these people from their futile ways. It was with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. Like a lamb that has absolutely no blemish, no spot, no discoloration on it. That sacrifice would be a perfect sacrifice under the Jewish system. Peter says, like that, Christ was your spotless lamb. And his precious blood is what ransomed you. None of us in here deserve a single drop of the blood of God when he took human form on earth. That is far too much for us to be saved. That is not anything at all that we deserve. Not a single drop. Much less the absolutely horrific, disgusting scene caused by the crown of thorns, the nails, the spear, the flogging. And yet all of that blood was shed in order to ransom these people from their futile ways and to ransom most of us from our futile ways. It's because of that then we have the feeling that Peter talks about in verse 8. Look back at verse 8. Chapter 1, verse 8. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory. We haven't seen Jesus. Not physically. He's not standing here with us now. But we know that his blood was shed. His precious blood was shed for us. Blood that we did not deserve. And yet God, seeing that we were a sinful people, decided to give that blood for us anyway. It is because of that though we don't see him, we love our Lord. We love our Savior. And though he's not standing here with us right now, we believe in him. And not just believe in him, we rejoice with joy that is inexpressible. We cannot even explain in words how happy, how grateful we are that God sent his son to die for us. And that commitment to Jesus that we have, that faith in Jesus, that is what gives us the salvation of our souls. Our faith in our Lord, the Lord that died for us. And that's why we gather together here. It's not because, well, you know, there's certain rules that you have to follow and that's why we're here. It's not because, well, it's a nice time to come together and there's a lot of encouragement that happens here. It is because God sent his son and God planned for his son to die a horrific death to save a people that absolutely did not deserve it, but he loved them anyway. That is why we have joy inexpressible. That is why we are here. That is why, though we do not see him, we love him. But there's probably some here that haven't yet experienced that. That though Jesus died for you, also, you have not yet acknowledged him as your king, acknowledged him as your Lord. You have not committed your life to him. So if there is somebody that is in that situation, that knows that Jesus died for me and yet I have not turned my life over to him. We'd like to study with you. We'd like to talk to you. If you'd like to meet with us and learn more about your Lord that died for you, we'd love to do that. Or if at this time you'd like to come forward and commit your life to him and die to your former ways and be raised from the waters of baptism and serve your King, you can do that at this time. If you need the prayers of the congregation for any reason because you have disrespected your King and turned your life away from your King and you'd like to turn it back, you can do that at this time. Whatever we can help you with, please come down to the front as we sing this song. Let's stand.
The table has been left prepared for those who cannot partake of it this morning. Before you partake, I'd like to read just a couple of scriptures. In 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 23, it said, "For I received of the Lord that which also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, This is my body, which is for you. This do in remembrance of me. In like manner also the cup after supper, saying, This cup is a new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Let's give thanks for the bread. Our Father in heaven, we're thankful for your great love. We're thankful that your Son came down on this earth, that he was willing to die on the cross for our sins. And we pray that we will always remember the great sacrifice that he made for us. Help those that are about to partake of this bread to think back to the cross and to what Christ did for us. In Jesus' name, amen.